Friday's Roundup is brought to you by Mueller & Sons Excavating, Julie Karen State Farm, and by Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Join us for some Friday fun with Hank and Phil, guaranteed to kickstart your weekend with laughter and entertainment.
Move them on. It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Well, welcome back. Who's this little fella?
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, what's going on?
How are you doing?
Where you been, Hank?
What? It was Labor Week, wasn't it?
Labor Week, yeah, that's right. You're right, it was.
Don't I get 4 days off?
No, it doesn't surprise me. Most people start taking off like the week before, so like Labor Day weekend now starts like Wednesday for some people. So you were just the opposite.
I took the labor. I worked so hard I should have the whole week off, but no, Phil. You made me come in today.
Come back on Friday. Yep, yeah. See what you can
talk about killing a weekend.
You know.
I tell you. Anyway, hey, you had some great guests yesterday, but I heard you and June. Mm-hmm. You know, kicking me around a lot.
She did. I just.
Oh, you agreed with her.
Well,
you can't get out of this one, mm-hmm. Mr. Soy Sauce.
She's the one you're the one that always brings it up, tries to get me in trouble.
Hey, but June and I actually have something in common, believe this or not.
What's that?
Well, she likes a losing team, and so do I.
You know, somebody said to me yesterday. Yeah, this is a slam on me too. They said something about, you know, she doesn't have the best best taste in teams, or, you know, look at the man she picked, you know. So what do you do?
See, I look at it this way, Phil.
Yeah,
she may have lost with the team that she picked,
uh-huh.
but she's gained a world with you.
Oh, absolutely! There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Poor June.
Boy. Trophy husband.
Husband. Yes.
Ferris can't get the trophy, but she's got. You know.
You're one of those trophies that one of those schools already threw away.
Yeah.
A 1962 forensic.
Fifth place forensics. 62. Not enough room in the case anymore. Something has to go.
Somebody ran a third grade spelling bee in 1991 and kicked you out of there.
What do you do,
buddy? Yeah. How was your week, though?
That was good. Yeah, we had some guests in here. Fuzz McCauley and Brandon Ewing as well. So they did well.
Yes.
Your job's in jeopardy, I think.
No, they can have it if they want it. So they don't have to work with you all the time.
Come on now. It's a
training, Phil. You know, training.
You were in training?
Yeah. You know, with all this training going on,
What are you training for?
I don't know. You know, you just train. Hoo-hoo.
Potty?
I'm trained.
Okay.
So that one kind of shocked me off guard. But I see Joanne actually made it to work
today.
Yes,
she did.
So, and where's Bo? Where's he at?
He's not in
Where's
yet.
Mr. Fabulous?
Mr. Fabulous, he's probably walking around with his chest puffed out because he has Patrick Mahomes for his starting quarterback.
How many points did he get last night?
Oh, he only had like 350 or 400.
See, and just to let you know, we're in a very high point league.
Yeah, it's a high point league. Yeah. I get that.
So,
but how do you compete with that? I mean, my whole team probably won't get that many points. So,
well, we have to take Patrick Mahomes out. Or Mr. Fabulous.
Yeah, somehow.
Somehow we can sneak in and get his password and trade him.
I don't know. That makes him an instant contender for the WRCO
without question.
Fantasy Championship.
Which is a 1966 forensic trophy.
Really? Wow.
But anyway, and where's Adam, three Adams or less Hess? I haven't seen any of them.
He doesn't work today. Well, he does, but he doesn't. Doesn't work at the real place you're going to hear.
So. He doesn't work at all when he's here, though.
Yeah.
That's how I look at it.
Yeah.
But that's just me.
No, I don't know.
Hey, did you know all sweaters Mr. Rogers worn on his show were knitted by his mother?
Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Mr. Rogers sweaters knitted by his mother?
See, as I'm going through training, my mind goes wondrous. So, and some people say that they're going to fact check me, like my younger brother.
Okay.
He said he's going to fact check everything I say. And I said, you don't need that because I have other people doing that before you.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah. Keep you on your toes.
Yeah. Did you know newborn babies are 78% water?
Is that right?
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Yeah. So they should float.
Yeah. Well, they do. They say if you throw a baby in the pool, they're supposed to be able to swim instinctively. Mm-hmm. I've heard that before. I'd be afraid to try it.
Well, oh, yeah, without question.
Yeah, right.
Because I swim like a rock, Phil.
Well, I do too. I mean, and people used to say, well, just relax and float. I'd be like, no, I am relaxed. No, I can't. I don't float very well.
Well, you don't float well?
No, I don't. Not well.
Well, with my belly, I float very well.
Yeah, that doesn't help.
But usually it's upside down.
What do you do?
King Kong was the first movie to ever have a sequel.
Oh, is that right? Yeah, I suppose it was.
Yeah, I thought maybe Porky's was.
I suppose. Yeah, you were probably watching the trilogy of Porky's.
I have the trilogy of Porky's.
Well, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. A cinema classic there. Oh, boy.
You think we can get that down there at the outdoor?
No, probably not. They made, what, three of those?
Yes.
Do you realize that, you remember Police Academy?
Mm-hmm.
They made seven of those.
Did they really?
All in the 80s. It was all in
the... Well, they had to get them while they were young.
They must have. Oh, yes.
Phil, that's what you have.
A classic. What in
the... I have no idea.
Allodoxophobia is the fear of opinions. Okay.
Of opinions or onions?
It's... It says opinions, not onions. Oh, boy, Hank.
Puma, a cougar, and mountain lion are names for the exact same animal.
Is that right?
I'll have to fact check
Puma,
that one.
Puma, cougar, and mountain lion.
Because I thought Puma was a different cat.
Yeah, I thought so. So are you. Sorry.
Wow, what?
He's a different cat.
He's a different cat. So is the weather station that I put up, is it working well?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's working real well.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Kind of missed the old Ron Fruit days where you didn't have to worry about that stuff, and now the weather guy.
Yeah, there he is.
You know what I mean? And there's Joanne. She'd actually see. Yeah, she's kind of stuck up like usual.
She's all business.
She's all business, anyway.
I was going to say, a woodchuck and a groundhog are the same thing, too, I believe. Yeah. I believe.
So is a jack and a donkey. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
And they all bray.
They do.
Oh,
yes. Boy, he's been saving it all week.
All week,
all this pent up energy.
Yeah. See, you missed me.
I did, absolutely.
Just because all the work I have to do now.
Well.
Uh-oh, trouble.
Getting caught up.
T-R-O-U-B-L-E, trouble.
There she comes.
How you doing, Joe?
Well, I just came in to see who this new employee is we
stranger. Have. Stranger. He's a stranger. Stranger danger.
Cleaned your glasses, you remember me. But anyway, my family now is headed back from South Dakota to Arkansas.
Is that right?
Yeah. My sister, Jamin.
Oh.
Yeah. And my mom and dad and Russell. And
how are the old folks at home? They're pretty good.
Yep. I didn't say that, mom or dad. I did not say that. That's Phil. But they're good.
They're about my age, I think. So.
I think they're older.
Are they?
Yeah.
A little bit?
Yeah, but, you know, I'm still afraid of my dad.
Are you?
Oh, God, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Don't. He treats me different when he's around other people, so kind of like you do.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Well, you're just full of compliments today.
I'm here for him. Mm-hmm. And my sister, Jamin, I think he's driving today. So.
Is that right?
He's a friend of the family.
Oh.
Good guy. And had a little issue with my truck. The dipstick for the transmission kind of fell off.
Fell off?
Yeah, it broke.
So it fell inside?
No. It broke.
So. Okay.
But he was trying to fix it, and it burned his arm.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, it smelled good. Yeah, and now he sent me a bill from his attorney.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, yeah, so they'll keep it all in the family and stuff. So, but anyway, any plans for the weekend?
Well, we're going to be pretty busy.
We got Packers, really high school busy. Football,
yep.
Badgers tomorrow.
Richland County Fair.
Go Arkansas. But anyway, the Richland County Fair, Oakwood is in full swing now.
Mm-hmm.
So what else is it? J&R Country Orchards, full swing.
The best time of year to
it's the best
eat an
time
apple,
of year.
I can tell you that.
You know what? And they're going to have a nice weekend full, and then next weekend back, the Speedos are coming out again next week.
Well, yeah, about, 90 degrees
crazy?
By Thursday.
That's crazy.
It happens.
It does.
In fact, it does. This next Thursday, when they're saying that high, that's the day that I was married to June.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
It's always been high.
It was a warm day.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wasn't talking about warm. It was just
hot under the collar.
Yeah. Yeah. Poor June. I bet she cries every year.
Yeah.
What did I do? I don't know about that or the Bears.
Well,
because she basically picked you during bear season.
She did. That's true.
We got to stop letting her make decisions in the fall, Phil. We've got to stop.
You know, back in those days, though, the Bears were pretty good.
Yeah, so was Arkansas.
Back in the 80s, yeah.
80. No, maybe 70s.
No, I'm talking...
The 85 Bears.
85 Bears, we were courting.
You wasn't married in there.
Oh, no. No, not then, but they were still pretty good. They still had some of the likely...
John McMahon.
Likely candidates. Not Jim McMahon.
Jim McMahon. Yeah. The Fridge.
Yep. Exactly.
Mike Ditka was the coach.
Mm-hmm.
Buddy Ryan was the defensive coach.
Right.
I know a little bit.
Buddy Ryan was kind of the key. Everybody talks about, you know.
What was that? It was an 85 defense? Is that what it was called?
Yeah, they were.
They were pretty good.
When he went to Philadelphia, the Bears were never as good after that.
But Philadelphia never had the talent that the Bears did either.
No.
So he knew how to coach defense.
Yep.
So did he not have a head coaching job at one time in the NFL?
Yeah, he went to the Eagles.
But he didn't do very well, did he?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, because I'm not taking anything away, but sometimes coaches are good in their one specific area.
Yep.
And they don't have to worry about all the BS that goes with the head coaching job. And I think he was one of those guys. He's a great defensive-minded coach.
Yep.
So, like I am, you know.
Right, right.
I played guard, end, and tackle, Phillip.
Yeah, I know.
I played and I sat on the end of the water bench and guarded the water bucket and tackled anyone who come next to it.
Uh-huh.
So
you did a good job.
Third string all conference.
Water boy. And your mama didn't want you to play either.
No. I have some high quality H2O. High quality H2O. Buddy, I hope you have an awesome weekend and I hope everybody out there has a good weekend and be kind.